Are you tired yet? Because you're thinking, this is a long Sunday. Because we have been accustomed to giving Jesus that 1 hour. So Jesus even said to Peter, could you not watch with me for the 1 hour? But it's going to be a little bit more than that 1 hour today. And there are some of us who have to go through this 3 or 4 times in one weekend. But I want us to think of something that Jesus said. Jesus told the story of 2 men who went up to the temple to pray. And one of them spoke about how good he was and how great he was in doing certain things. And then he looked at the other man and said, thank God I'm not like him. The other man, he wouldn't even look up to heaven. But he called on God and he said, have mercy on me. Have mercy on me, a sinner. And in making a comment on that story, Jesus said that the one who humbles self will be exalted. And the thing about Jesus is that Jesus was not just one who spoke words, but his words were his actions. He walked the walk and he talked the talk. And so in our second reading today, we hear St. Paul referring to that. And Paul said, he was God. And though he was God, he did not count equality with God as something to be bragged about. But rather, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even death on a cross. So Jesus took that humility another step. He didn't just say, well, I'm humbling myself. Here was this, the great God of heaven, the one in whom the Father says, I'm well pleased. But also the one that the Father said, listen to him. Listen to him. So listen to his words. Listen to his actions. And Jesus humbled himself. Jesus was obedient even unto death. Jesus embraced that cross. Then we're told, because of this, God highly exalted him. God exalted him. And Jesus spoke about his exaltation. And he said, when I am lifted up from the earth, I will draw all people to myself. And that is the image. That is the image. And by raising him up on the cross, God gave him a name which is above every other name. So that what? That at the name of Jesus, every knee should bend. Every knee should bend and proclaim him as Lord. And so during the Passion reading, We spent a time on our knees, those of us who are able. How did you feel about that? Were you bending your knee at the name of Jesus? Because we had heard that Jesus gave up the Spirit. We heard his name being called, and then we fell to our knees. And we are supposed to be falling to our knees in humility. And falling on our knees, we are saying to Jesus, we are now willing to take up our cross and go with you. And Jesus himself had already said, if you want to be my disciple, you must deny yourself. And to deny oneself means you have to become humble. You have to become humble and then take up your cross. Take up that cross and follow. So some of us followed in that procession today. Was it just something we're doing for aesthetic value? I hope not. And maybe that's one of the reasons why we had a lot of disorganization this morning. Because God was probably trying to say to us, it's not just about aesthetics. It's about taking on something in reality. And therefore, my sisters and brothers, if we have taken up this cross, let us follow Jesus. Let us follow him not only to his Calvary, but follow him to our Calvary. Being humble. Being obedient. And if we do this, if we humble ourselves, then God will exalt us.